Or did you ever hear Ajahn Chah like change his tune at all with either Westerners or in any way around that? Like, to say like, well, you need to study or something like that? Or did you ever hear him kind of see like that there wasn't a base or wasn't there wasn't enough knowledge or anything like that? I was just wondering if he ever kind of saw that in any Westerners or saw like...
Well, he never... I mean, the reality is one of the things, particularly with us... he never ever forbade us from. I mean, you have to sort of, you have to take these. These are not absolute statements.
Yeah.
Then when Ajahn Chah says something, he's pointing. He's not saying there is no. And you know, he just doesn't work that way. And we take it as an absolute. And he never ever discouraged us from trying to understand the teachings, but what he's saying is, don't think that that's going to resolve your problems. That don't think that reading the books is the way to the end of suffering, because it isn't. No, it's really important to get the context of the expression. Also, Ajahn Chah had his own students who wanted to go and study, like Bariyati. They'd been in the forest monasteries for some time. And they didn't have a foundation. They wanted to go off and study, and Ajahn Chah never got in the way, and because he had confidence that well, some of them that might be their path, and for some of them, say like Ajahn Bunjong, Ajahn Nyani, we were talking about Ajahn Bunjong, and he went off with. A group of monks. There's Maha Ian and there's one or two others, and they went to a study place, and Ajahn Chah recommended a particular place for them to go to, a very good study place that had a appreciation of practice, and then Ajahn Bunjong, after being there for some time. And he came back, and he's one of the really good leaders in the Sangha now. Maha Ian, who was, I think it's mentioned in Ajahn Chu's. I think it was in Ajahn Kun's where he's in. Maha Ian, and that was before he was a Maha, actually. Ajahn Ian looked after the stores, and helped Ajahn Chah a lot. Then he went off and studied, became a Maha, and he'd come back quite regularly to Wat Pa Pong, pay his respects. So there was a court, you know. He had a very strong faith in Ajahn Chah, but he really wanted to do the Bariyati, and so he came back and forth. So I mean, there's just lots of these expressions, but Ajahn Chah is quite rightly is that the end of suffering is not in the books. The end of suffering is in one's heart. And you have to learn how to use both the Bariyati and the Patipat in order to shine a light on the heart itself. Because you can misuse the practice as well. I mean, it's like, okay, steady practice. I'm going to do 2 hours walking, 2 hours sitting, 2 hours. And then I'm going to have and I've got steady practice. Well, it's a misinterpretation. I mean, it's not what the steady practice is for. Steady practice is for the steadiness of the internal quality of the one who knows. So both the practice and the study can be misapplied, misunderstood, misrepresented. It all has to come back to a freedom from suffering. What is it that frees the heart from suffering?
Well, this talking is interrupting my meditation. It's bothering me.